I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. I come into the room, there's this beautiful young girl sitting there. As I start channeling, I can feel she's nervous, she's blocked. And people are blocked for many different reasons. I think I said one sentence in my speech and all I hear is, that's our baby girl. We listen to these readings week after week. I do these readings day in and day out. I know that they are a million times more healing to someone than the words that are actually being spoken or that we're listening to. It is absolutely incredible because I don't think for 1 minute Frederica thought for a second that she would have heard the things that she heard today. And I think it was the complete opposite. Here she was searching for maybe answers or specific things, but everything was about love, devotion, family, and more importantly, who she had become as a young, successful woman. I don't think validations get any better than this. And I hope you all, you know, listening to this week's episode on Hey Spirit, that you can feel the journey with Frederica during her reading, of feeling maybe the hesitation being blocked a little bit, and then feeling in the end, the, I felt this release, relaxation, and you could see it in her eyes, even in her smile. She was just so much lighter. I hope you will enjoy this week's episode on Hey Spirit. How do you pronounce your name?
Frederica.
Well, very nice to meet you, Frederica. I appreciate you taking the time for me to share my gift with you today. It means the world to me. I appreciate it very much. So where are you from?
Originally North Carolina, but I'm living in Georgia.
So how did you call the hotline or?
I did. I ran across your podcast and I downloaded it and I started listening to some of your things that you were saying. I was like, let me write that number down to call. And so I did. And I forgot about it. And I thought about you maybe a few weeks ago, if not a month, but no more than a month ago. And I was like, she never called me back. And then Victoria and Alex reached out. I'm like, oh my goodness.
See that?
So, hey, yeah. See never that? Say never, right?
Never say never. I always like to ask because people are always leery. And I always say, if anyone ever asks you for money or gift cards, it's not me. It's not anyone from my team. Because everyone's always like, nobody asked me for anything. Nobody asked me any questions. I'm like, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm very glad that you took that chance. And I always say this, there's no such thing as a coincidence. Like for you to be like, oh, she never called me back. I can't get to everyone, but you know, you never know. That's why I always say I love doing the podcast because every week we put out a new episode. So we have to have episodes, right? Again, thank you. I'm glad you called. And I am excited to see what Spirit has in store for us today.
Me too.
I don't know what is happening right now because I didn't even get to the other side. But I keep hearing, can you believe this is our baby girl? This is our baby girl right now. I don't know what that means, but I guess we'll find out. Well, I'm like, I'm just starting my speech right now. I'm like, stop talking to me yet. So whether if it's you're very anxious, this is what I try to also explain to people, Frederica, is that what I do is so much more than me communicating with people that have died. It reconnects the souls of the departed, yes, but more importantly, it kind of restores our faith. And really what just happened in this moment is a clear validation of that Spirit gives us what we need, especially in a reading. I don't even know who that was, what is going on, but whether if you had a fear of, oh my God, is someone going to come through for me? Is this going to happen? I don't know, because there's a part of me, Frederica, that I feel like that you don't know what to expect. Even though you've listened to the podcast, you've seen the show, you're like, I don't know what the heck is going to happen.
I don't. Yes, absolutely.
To me, I feel like people come in and saying, okay, I know they're going to come through. This is going to happen, right? So here it is, the complete opposite. And your loved ones letting you know how you feel in this very moment and them saying, look, it's going to be okay.
Good.
So this is kind of funny. I've never seen souls come through with such force before. Like they're very, usually they decide to come one after another, after another, but there was a mother and a father energy that stepped forward and they held hands. So it means that they had to be directly connected. So it would either be both of your parents. If not, it could be a mother and a grandfather. Is this your parents?
Mm-hmm.
Your dad literally, now I don't think I've ever said this to anyone before, literally looked at your mom and said, what are we doing here again? Would that sound like his personality?
I never got to meet him. Mm-hmm. So I have no idea, Teresa.
So now I even have the say of like, what are we doing here again?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just take a breath. So your mom is departed. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so was your father.
Yes.
Who you never met?
No.
During my speech, I literally said to you, there she is. There's our baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
How do you connect with the number 32? Is it an age or?
32.
Okay. So with numbers, I can't misinterpret numbers. Okay. So they can't be a 32nd of a month. So it'll either be an age that someone was when they passed, the age that someone is now, or it could stand for months like March and February.
I think my mom passed at 32.
Okay. We're going to pass on it, even though I feel like you kind of feel like you.
Yeah.
Now, as the seconds go by in your reading, it really validates even more. There's our baby girl. And remind me, what are we doing here? When you said to me, I never got to meet my dad. Your dad, he showed me the symbol for you were the best thing he ever did with his life. It was almost like your dad was like, everything happened so quickly. Like there was this gap of where he was like, but I need to take responsibility for my choices. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Your dad is like making me feel like I don't know all the answers. I don't know everything. So I don't know if that's the way you feel.
I don't know everything and I don't know a lot of answers. Okay. I know things that I've been told. So.
Right. So I find it interesting without your dad even acknowledging any of that first, the first thing he said to me was, she was the best thing I ever did with my life. And I think that that is so important.
Right.
And now I might understand the thing of where your dad says there was this span and then I would take responsibility for my choices or my actions, but like everything happened so fast and everything was kind of a blur of what had happened.
Okay.
So I don't know, however you can interpret it with the stories, fair enough. It's almost like, okay, well, this happened. And then it was like, and then before I knew it, I died. How do you connect with the number 10? Is it the month of October, 10 months?
I think I was 10 when my mom passed.
Okay. The other thing that I find interesting is that your dad tries to speak, does the best that he can, and your mom does the validating. And I feel it's a form of protection. Do you understand that?
I don't.
Okay. A form of protection as far as like emotions and things like that of you. Very okay. protective of you.
I do understand that. Yes.
I don't think people also understand, like with my gift, I don't know things and I don't need to know things. Like, it doesn't matter because like I see like your dad, his mannerisms, the way he's channeling, it's almost like there's this fear. Like, he doesn't want to be disrespectful. He doesn't want to hurt anyone because he comes forward and then he kind of steps back. And then I feel like then your mom comes in to kind of pick up the pieces a little bit and kind of put things together.
Okay. Yes.
Did you know that your dad had this picture of you from when you were born or when you were like an infant?
My dad has a picture.
Yeah, he just held up a picture. I never saw this before. He held up a picture, and I felt like it was an infant or a newborn. So did your dad know of you? Did he have pictures of you?
So he knew that I was in my mom's stomach, and he literally passed away a month to the day that I was born. So 1 month and 1 day. Mm-hmm.
So there goes the picture of the newborn. Like, I was there from the day that you were born.
Okay.
So now I understand the responsibilities taking from my actions and my choices, right? How do you connect with the chest? Did he pass from something of the chest? I just could not take a deep breath because he made me feel like there was a tragedy to his departure. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. He says, can we leave it at that? And I said, fine, we'll leave it at that. When a soul does this to my chest, I can't breathe and they hit me in the back of the head, it means that they died instantly. But then he made me taste blood, which is my symbol for that he passed tragically. When a soul takes responsibility, it doesn't mean that someone intentionally takes their own life. It means that they take responsibility for their actions, non-actions, placing themselves in a situation, whatever it is, they take responsibility for that. Not wanting you to feel or people left behind that we could have done things differently. I have to go back to this, Frederica, because this is the first time that a soul, and I find it so intriguing on how your dad held up the picture of you as an infant and made me feel like I always held this close to my heart. So I find it interesting. So it has to, he knew. So even though he physically wasn't here, I'm going to interpret it this way because I've never had this before, that okay. His soul was present when you were born. He was just having this conversation with your mom. Like, I feel like he's just in awe of your mom.
That's the stories that were told, yes.
Telling me, look how beautiful she is. She is breathtaking. I never thought in a million years that she would like me.
Oh.
But like, that's how he's making me feel. It was almost like, and then this is your mom. Oh, please. You know who you thought you were in the neighborhood?
Wow. Okay. Yes.
Right? Like, almost like, yes. Come on. Like, you know.
Right. Yeah.
But I feel that there's this, even though that they weren't together long here in the physical world, fair enough, the soul and that bond has never been broken. Now, I want to go back. Is it fair enough to say that your dad's passing, it was tragic? Is that correct?
Yes. You want me to tell you how?
No, you don't have to. It's fine. He didn't tell me, so I want to respect that. So whatever reason it is for it, it doesn't matter. You want to tell me, you can. But I have learned over the years that sometimes speaking of a departure is more painful than the actual departure, if that makes sense. So it might be something where your dad is like, you know what? I die tragically, but my soul is at peace. My soul is with God. Now, is his mom departed? Okay. Bringing forward like your grandpa and his dad as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
And did somebody also lose the brother or the brother-in-law?
I think he lost a brother.
Okay. So it's just, he's bringing forward all of these souls. It is so unfair that you don't know anything. Even when you ask, it's like, oh.
Bits and pieces.
Yeah. But I feel like your dad is this, I feel like, how do I say this? You ever see like a big brawly guy and he looks so tough and you're like, oh, so scared to see him, but yet he's this big teddy bear?
Yes.
That's how I feel like your dad is. And I don't mean it in this way. Like, oh, everyone was afraid of him in the neighborhood, but your mom was like, oh, him? I'm not afraid of him. Like, right? But he had this loving and nurturing side to him. Mm-hmm. He says that not many people saw very often. I don't know. Do you have your mom's belongings? Are there things that you have of your mom's? Still like in a box, maybe packed away that you haven't looked at in maybe decades?
I have pictures. I think I have one of her earrings. I believe it was hers.
Okay. Yes. And is there a picture of like, I don't know, is it like her and your dad?
Yes.
Like by a car or something or like in the street or?
It's a picture of them too, but not by a car that I know of.
Right. Okay. That's right. Sometimes it's my symbol of like in the neighborhood or, but I keep feeling like amongst something is like, that you will find or come across something of like, say, a card or like a note that your dad had written your mom. And I almost feel like it is tucked away because your mom keeps having me go through this cardboard box. So that's my symbol for where it might be in things and amongst things that maybe I don't even know if you still were even given yet.
That may be it because I don't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is her mom still alive?
Yes.
Okay. Because now, do you speak to her?
Every day. I spoke to her this morning. Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, I don't know if she has a box of things still or...
Maybe.
But I feel like it's an innocent thing of like, oh, okay. Oh, wait. Here's this piece of paper. Like, I didn't even realize that this had this on it. And your dad like drew like a heart or like I feel like that there are things that do show their connection.
Okay. Okay. Regarding my dad... The story that I was told was it was a hot day in Georgia. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know he was in Georgia. He decided to jump into a lake, got into the lake and was a great swimmer and went under and never came up.
That's where I got the chest.
Okay.
I got the hitting of the head. I did not feel that anyone was responsible for your dad's departure. I didn't feel
good
any
to know.
You understand that?
Okay, like, good.
Because spirit is very forthcoming. I just got the chills, the goosebumps, which is my validation that I interpreted it correctly. So if you ever get like a goosebump or like a warmth feeling, some people get a warmth. It's a feeling that you don't typically get.
Okay.
It's a validation that it is correct because now it validates the chest, the breath, but the hitting of the head, which means the instant departure.
Okay.
Souls are very forthcoming. Well, they'll say, and this is just hypothetical. It was ruled suicide, but someone is responsible for my departure. Like, or this was this, but there's someone not being held accountable for my departure. They'll have me say, let the justice be that my soul is at peace with God.
Okay.
That's my symbol and a way of that someone, there is something else responsible that was involved, but not being held accountable. Your dad did not once show me that. Listen, whether they were there in a group and they were horsing around and they jumped in and they were completely different story, but there was not an intentional. And now it also validates taking responsibility for his actions and choices that day. Mm-hmm. Because someone might say, why would you jump in? There was, you were jumping off of a cliff. Why would you jump there? It was the shoreline. It was right there. Why would you do that? It was too close to the shoreline. I don't know. And your dad shows me great shape. Great, right? There would be no reason for that. But I do feel there had to have been something right there, even though it might have been a calm body of water. He makes me feel like that there's this ledge or something that where he just got sucked right down.
Okay.
And wherever that was, it was deeper where he was. And was his body found somewhere else besides where the accident happened?
I don't know, but I'm going to assume so. Like, I want to know these answers, and I get that block, so I pull back.
He just showed me my symbol four, where even if I was found sooner, could not have prevented my departure, and that even though I don't feel that he was found right away, but he was already gone, because the hitting of the head is my symbol for that his soul immediately left the physical body. And I'm going to say this again, Frederica, is that it is so important because your dad is like, he showed me the picture again of you as an infant the day that you were born. Do you have that picture?
I don't.
It has to be when you were an infant or firstborn.
There is a picture. There is a picture. I do have a picture of my mom holding me, and I was very small.
I feel like that is the picture that he keeps showing it to me. Like, I was there. I was a part of it.
Okay.
And even it was hard for your mom to talk about me.
Okay. It was. Very.
And your dad made me feel like you look like your dad. I'm looking at you, but I am looking at your dad, correct?
Yes.
This does not make any excuses for anyone, anything, but I almost feel like this is how caring and loving and nurturing like your dad and even your mom are. It's like, this is what we want her to know is how much she's loved, how much she's always been loved.
Good to know.
And even though it was extremely hard, because your mom says, when I died, it was losing like everything all over again. You refinding yourself as a person, a feeling mm-hmm. that you... Did your grandmother raise you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because she made me feel like, okay, I don't know if you live with your grandmother, with your mom, but she made me feel like your everyday life, oh God, I don't even know how to say this. No one's ever said this to me before. It's almost like that didn't change. What changed was that your mom didn't walk through that front door every day, but your right. grandmother kept everything the way that it was.
Mm-hmm. She did. She did.
The mm-hmm. best that she could.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that, and I don't know if your grandmother is a woman of faith, but your mom just keeps showing me the prayer and saying, I am so thankful that my mom was there for my daughter.
Okay.
Because there's a part of me, I don't know if your mom had a fight for you or if there was something that you know, because it wasn't easy, your mom is making me feel like. For your grandmother. And that sometimes also affected things because your mother showed me your grandmother crying at times and being so overwhelmed and stressed and feeling like so helpless. But it was almost like I see your mom saying, I never left her side and made sure that my daughter stayed with her as long as she could.
Yeah.
I looked over and I could see your dad sitting by your mom with his head down and saying, a child should never have to have gone through what my daughter went through. He says, and I'm sorry that there were some people that made things difficult for you and have hurt you. And your mom says, we can't take that back. She says, Frederica, I know that you came into this reading wanting so many answers. But what your father and I want you to know is how much we love you and that we have been a part of your life and that our souls have not left you. And your dad is truly sorry for the things that you had to endure because of his death. But then which unfortunately led to your mom's departure as well. Because your mom makes me feel like she passed tragically as well.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estrocontrol was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month. And that just isn't fair. Estrocontrol is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout. I looked at your parents and I said, why do I feel this is a bolder statement than what you're making? And your mom was like, we would have made the same choices. Because we were blessed with a beautiful child. Wait, your father was just like, oh, do you know how proud we are of our daughter? She's so successful. I'm like, she is? Look at, and I feel like he's like bragging about you. So I don't know if you went to college, or if you have like degrees and you're like, you're running a company or you're like a lawyer. Or
I'm glad he sees this.
Really?
Yeah. I work with hospice. I'm in sales and marketing.
It's almost like, I think now I know why he showed me you like a lawyer, because you're very diplomatic. You kind of smooth things over. You make people see things differently. You kind of give people a solution instead of making a mountain out of a molehill. Mm-hmm. Okay, this happened. This is awful. How do we move forward? How can we make this better?
Right. Yeah.
And that takes a skill. Like, so it's like how proud they are of you. But I always feel like that with everything that you do, that it's in the back of your mind, like how lucky someone is to be able to care for their parents when they get older. And I don't know if you literally have said that to someone. Is that correct?
Yep. All the time.
How would I know that? There is no way that I would know that. But your parents know that. Mm-hmm. Your parents know that. In saying that they have watched you, have watched over you, and have even protected you at times. Okay. Now, is your grandfather departed as well?
Yes.
And is that your grandmother's husband?
Husband, yes.
Because he steps forward.
Awesome. I vaguely remember him.
He says how they made it through. I feel like it was just you and your grandmother.
Yeah.
This is your grandfather. Boy, she could still cook though, Teresa. Let me tell you something about my wife. She could still cook. So is your grandmother a good cook?
She is a good cook. Yes, absolutely. That's why I got fat, Teresa. Okay. Yes. Yes.
But I feel like that would totally be him.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Absolutely.
And I'm going to say this, your dad was a little bit more protective of like, okay, I don't know about you, Teresa. Like, I don't know about what we're going to do here. I don't know what this is all about, but I want to like kind of see. So I kind of looked back at him and I saw like he was like kind of stepping forward a little bit more. And he said, you know, he says, I want my daughter to realize that with these blocks that she feels with information, it's not that anyone's hiding anything.
Okay.
Like, I don't feel like it's people are hiding it. I feel like, yes, very painful. People don't talk about it. It's kind of like it was almost things that people didn't want to talk about it. They just kind of pushed it aside, he says. And it's almost like people grieve in their own way. But because it was such a tragedy, and then your father made me feel like, and there really was no investigation, that he goes, this is why people felt the way that they felt. And it was all about people wanting to protect you, your feelings, and they don't even know how to talk about it for themselves. How are they even going to talk to you about it?
Okay.
And now, do you see how this has kind of come full circle in a sense of your mom protecting you in the beginning? And because literally, like, there is no, not once did your parents show me with either of their departures foul play?
Really?
I'll take responsibility for my departure. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
For placing myself in a situation, making certain choices and decisions. Fair enough.
Okay.
Was your mom dating someone or with someone?
I don't know if she was dating someone. No, she could have. I was so young.
I asked them and the same thing. Our daughter was made out of love. Like it was, and it was this love story. It was almost like, I don't know how to interpret it. It's like the neighborhood love story, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, they're like, this is what we want you to remember. I keep feeling like it's like people are having a hard enough time dealing with it with themselves. Now, who were you named after?
My dad. My dad's name is Frederick.
I said, can you validate, you know, that I interpret everything correctly about this love mm-hmm. story? And then your dad said, he goes, you're awfully bossy.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And then I said, okay, I'll be bossy. I said, but can you? And he goes, oh, well, she's the namesake. So,
mm-hmm. yeah,
know that validating again that your dad held you, your soul, before mm-hmm. coming here into the physical world.
Nice.
How do you connect okay. with the stars?
I have a star on my right foot.
Oh, okay.
He knows that? A tattoo?
I guess so.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. I don't have a star tattoo. I just asked your dad to validate that he knows of you and your mom, that they okay. have watched over you in soul form, that the soul bond has never and will never be broken. And they said, tell her we know about the stars.
Okay.
Now, was there something, do you have a hard time or do you feel that you have a hard time celebrating your parents?
I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So know that it's, you celebrate them. Mm-hmm. Whether if it's on your own or even like, I still even feel like for your grandmother, it's really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like even telling her about today.
Mm-hmm. I didn't tell her, but yeah.
Well, when you do, I feel like it's important because your mom makes me feel like your grandmother has always based everything that she has taught you and instilled in you is about love and family.
Mm-hmm.
She says, and this is what we're doing here. We are just reassuring you of the family bond, the love. I don't care about anything else. Your mom is very private about her passing.
I don't want it to be, but I understand her. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It has to be about her, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Because when mm-hmm. I go to a soul and they repeatedly show me a yellow yield sign with an exclamation point in it, that's my symbol for I'm private, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
I have to respect that. And here's the other thing, Frederica, and what I am very proud of on how I use my gift. I will never say something or push spirit or dig somewhere to see something to get a wow factor. That's not what this is about. The thing that I admire about your parents, you never met your father. Your mom died when you were around 10. All they care about is you knowing that you were the most important thing that I go back to the thing that your dad had me say to you, that you were the most important thing that he ever did right. with his life. And it was almost like he never thought in a million years that he would ever be a father.
No. Mm-hmm.
Right? And here yeah. he was being blessed with this child. And then we have this tragedy. And then your mom passes unexpectedly as well. Right?
Yes.
And how can this be? But we have this perfect, beautiful baby girl that we are so incredibly proud of. And I don't think that there is anything more important than you knowing that your parents have been with you through your entire life, as hard, as difficult as it has been at times, that they have not left your side. But it has also helped you to be able to do the work that you do today. And your mom made me feel like that you do God's work in a sense. The way that you help people.
Yeah.
Your mom almost compared it to what I do. But for you, it's almost you teach, like your mom made me feel like you teach people how to let go of a loved one here in the physical world. I try to deliver messages to help people let go of the pain and the sorrow and the burdens and the guilts. And I almost feel like literally like I felt like God's presence of being like, Frederica, release all of the questions and the answers to me and things will be delivered one day. I almost feel like that there's something that I'm searching for that really isn't there. And I don't know what that means. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. I always feel like there's something missing and I'm searching for something and I just can't get it. So yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Let the love and the respect that your parents have for you replace that for this moment and almost kind of put it maybe in God's hands or put it in your parents' hands and ask if there are things that I need to know or that I should know, please present to me. And how I chose to say that to you, Frederica, was because your mom compared you and I very similar on the work that we do. We just work differently, right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing when souls want us to release things, burdens and guilts. And it was the same thing when I struggled with my gift. I literally sat back one day and said, I put my gift in God's hands. I said, I am putting my gift in your hands. If this is my soul's journey and what I am supposed to do here in the physical world, you open every door for me and I will gladly walk through it. And here I am. And I feel like your mom is saying the same thing to you, but in a stronger sense, because when I see white and golden light, that's my symbol for God. So I felt God's presence in saying, hand me all of your fears. Give them to me. And I will open the doors for you. I find the comparison so interesting of it's not let the justice be. It's we want you to know how much we love you. Do you replay your mom's death or her funeral or her wake over in your head?
Yeah, it was weird, Teresa. A lot of it I blocked out. But I remember going to the wake and seeing her laying there. Puffy, it just didn't look like her. And I want to say the right eye, a tear came down. When we were all gathering. And I thought that was so weird. And I was like, oh my God, is she in heaven? Can she see me? Can she see us viewing her body before the public comes and see her? Mm-hmm. It was just weird. Well, and I was like, oh, she did. Was she crying in heaven? I was like, what's going on?
No, it was almost like a release of knowing that you were going to be okay. I'm going to say this. This is where it's not up to me of what I say. Your mom's telling me the, and I'm like, how could she? She was 10. She might even been younger than that. Like, who would bring it to the? She's like, no. And she made me, she literally showed me you like touching her in the casket, like you touching her and could, and like trying to process, why is she here? That's my mom. It doesn't look like her. Maybe my mom really isn't dead. Maybe my mom is going to come walking through that front door because that doesn't look like my mom. So your experience and this happening in this exact moment, Frederica, is the validation. And honestly, I watched your parents come forward and hold hands. I watched your other grandparents, your grandfather step forward and watch them stand beside them and say, who lost the sister though? Whose sister passed?
My mom. Is she with her too?
Yep. She just stepped forward and said, what you needed to know was that we do know who you've become. And we know how much you love us and how much you miss us. But as much as you love us, we love you a million times more. Do you connect with time that's like consecutive? Like you ever look at the clock and it might be 11, 11, 9, 11, 7, 11, or like 3, 3, 3?
all the time. I look and see 10, 10, 11, 11, oh, 2, wait, 22. I said to you
10 yes. before.
Yeah, all the time, Teresa. And so I looked it up. I'm like, what? This got to mean something.
It does.
I'm like, so, what are you trying to tell me?
This is what I try to explain to people. When we get signs from our loved ones, some people see hummingbirds, red cardinals, they find white feathers, they see eagles. It's not that your loved one are these physical things.
Okay.
It's their soul that is getting your attention to notice it, to say, okay, I am with you at this exact moment. Like white butterflies.
Yeah.
I don't see them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, once you like notice it flying in your face like crazy, you're flying, fluttering right in front of you for like 5 seconds. Then all of a sudden it goes like, where'd that thing go? Where'd that, right?
Yes.
That's spirit getting your attention. This is why I like to say, but this is how we are, right? As human beings, I think we're always searching for an answer. We have to have this scientific evidence, right? We need to have this. So let it just be in this moment that these things that we get, that there are some things that aren't explainable. They're just not. My gift for one. Do you know that I had my brain studied? I did it on Dr. Oz live. You can look it up. Dr. Amen. He actually read my brain as I read someone. And he said, I am able to access a part of my brain that we typically don't. And it's like, it's almost like my brain like kind of flatlines. Like there's no activity, but I'm speaking when I channel. I don't know. And I think that this is important, Frederica, because of the moment when I said to you, I don't share with people the turning point in my gift when I put my gift in God's hands. Mm-hmm. But I think there are just some things that are unexplainable. And sometimes we just waste so much time worrying and stressing and trying to fix or figure something out. And I think that's when I also learned I only concern myself with things that I have control over. Maybe for you, I don't have control over what people are going to tell me, what people are going to share with me. So we're going to look at it. It's hard for them to process. How are they going to tell me? I'm going to put this in God's hands. I don't think I will ever look at a star and look at it the same again. I guarantee you when I look at a star, I will think of you and your loved ones in heaven. And I will say a prayer and know in my heart that you took from this reading knowing that even though your father didn't know you here in the physical world and your mom passed at such a young age, that they know who you are. They know of the amazing woman you've become and how your grandmother has done an incredible job and how she fought for you.
Yeah.
God bless her. Does she have an issue with her legs?
She does.
Your mother goes, and my mother is stubborn, Teresa. She says, she goes, she will not go. Her legs hurt. Her legs bother her, but she won't go to the doctor.
No. Yeah.
So, yeah. What a validation of knowing that your mom is watching over, loving, guiding, and protecting you all, and knowing and saying to you also, Frederica, that you do everything that you can for your grandmother and that you are her shining star.
Thank you.
I don't think you ever expected to hear what you heard today.
No. I had no idea what to expect.
But what a beautiful feeling. This is not about me, but I'm leaving this reading with such a feeling that, I mean, I always leave with this lightness and this incredible feeling, but this is different. It's almost like I feel like my heart and my soul received a hug from heaven in this moment. So I hope you feel that way.
I do.
It absolutely was an incredible, a very unique healing. And what a reading of hope.
Mm-hmm.
Because I sit and as I channeled your father, all I kept thinking was, yeah, this happens to people. They don't even know who their parents are. whether they passed or whether they were adopted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did your dad wear a hat?
He did.
I just looked over at him and he had this hat on and he gave me this like side look and I'm like, what are you doing? And your mom goes, this is what he does, Teresa. Let him have his moment.
I have to show you that picture. Yes.
No way. Oh mm-hmm. my God. That's insane. Yeah. And then wait, but this is your father. He looked at your mother and he goes, I didn't think Teresa was going to see that. And your mother goes, I tried to warn you. She sees and feels everything that you're doing.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
Oh my God. Incredible.
Yeah.
I want to thank you because of all your uncertainties of not knowing, but yet you still trusted me with the souls of your loved ones. I want to thank you again, Frederica. This was absolutely amazing. And I hope this reading brought you the peace and comfort that you so deserve and more importantly needed.
Thank you. Would you like to see a picture of them?
Yes, I want to see it. Yes.
Can you see that?
Oh my God. They are literally like something from the movies.
Yeah.
Breathtaking. Yeah. Oh, and your dad does have that look.
Yes. Yes.
And your mom, so poised and striking.
Very tall. Yes. And I'm like, why am I so short? Like, I wish I was taller.
Yeah. Well, what a beautiful picture. Well, don't thank me. Thank them. They did an incredible job. Amazing.
Yes.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
My name is Freddie, and I am from Georgia. Oh my gosh, my reading with Teresa today was, I didn't know what to expect, but it was amazing. I feel like I have more closure than I did when we started. So it was awesome. I wanted my parents to come through, and they did. They also brought my aunt and godfather and some other people with them, which I was surprised they would come forth. Very surprising. Very surprising, but very much needed. I wanted answers regarding my father's passing. I got what I think I needed from that, as well as my mother's passing. I feel like I got what I needed from that too. So all of my answers, I think, were met. The star on my foot, that they knew that I have a tattoo on my foot and they knew what it was. So that was amazing to know that they were there, as I guess I was getting the tattoo. The 32 was how old my mom was when she passed. I feel more at peace. Like, I don't have to keep searching for answers, just to let it be, to know that they are okay and they see me, they're with me. That has given me a lot more closure to just leave things be and to know that they're happy and they're okay is really what I needed today. Teresa is real. Teresa is real. When your people die, they haven't left you. They're still there. And for me, having both parents that are in heaven and knowing that they are still near and they see me, I think that's very important to know. That feels awesome.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.